Good evening, everybody, and welcome to 1-11-11, January 11, 2011. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado and excited to be on the line here this evening to talk about the art of promotion. And as I was telling everybody in the line here earlier, we got a lot of exciting stuff going on in the background, corporate office working hard on a lot of new goodies, and you'll be learning more about that in the weeks ahead. But tonight we're going to be talking about the art of promotion and your role in handing out samples and putting information in front of people. And one of the things that's great about this business is everybody has the same products, everybody has the same compensation plan, everybody has the same tools. And so, you know, your piece of the puzzle is an important one. So, you know, we try to systematize as many things as possible, and you'll see a lot of great new systems here in the next couple of months that we're going to be rolling out, new tools that will make it easier to promote. But ultimately, this is a people business, and you're not robots, and you're not going to be recruiting robots. And so I wanted to dig in a little bit deeper on the concept of enrolling new people and, you know, sharing when you use questions and when you use facts and when you use hype and, you know, what to say, what not to say, and how to connect with people so that they feel comfortable with you, and how to follow up with people so they're interested in talking with you. And so, you know, let's start at the top. You know, we have our pipeline process, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll, PIPE being an acronym, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. And, you know, it starts with the prospects. It starts with finding people, number one, that you want to work with, and, you know, people that you know why you're contacting them. And I call it context. And so, you know, how you talk with and what you're listening for when you contact somebody who you know owns their own business, or somebody who's very interested in health, or somebody who attends a lot of self-improvement classes, or somebody who's a great online marketer that's constantly on Facebook and Twitter, or somebody who recently lost their job, or somebody who you know through your children, or somebody you know through your friends, or somebody who you know really well, or somebody you know through work. All of those things provide the context for your conversation, and it's impossible to script out exactly what you should say or what you shouldn't say to these sorts of people. But what I think is really important on the strategy standpoint is when you talk about, you know, start talking to them, to come from a place of trying to help them and come from a place of networking as much as network marketing, that you're going to naturally start with asking big open questions. I had coffee this morning with a business associate, a guy I've only met one time. We didn't have a very tight meeting schedule or agenda other than he told me that he had a new product and a new program he wanted to share with me, something that he thought I might be interested in as a sales and marketing expert. And yeah, the way he presented it was very interesting, and it was very general, and you know, by calling me a sales and marketing expert, you know, he flattered me a little bit, and I thought he might be interested in some consulting for me or something else. So, you know, I went into the meeting with, you know, not a lot of expectations, but, you know, definitely interested and intrigued. So we did a nice job of kind of teasing me into, you know, having coffee with him. And then, you know, I started out the conversation by just asking him one of those big, dumb questions of, you know, what are you up to now? You know, what is this? Tell me a little bit about this project and what's going on. And so, you know, the person who's in charge of – the person who's asking the questions is in charge of the conversation. And so he went on to share, you know, what he was doing and how he was doing it and all those things. And it led me to several ideas and people that I might be able to connect him with. And so, you know, by asking good questions and by trying to understand what somebody is into and interested in, oftentimes they'll give you the answers to what they're looking for. You know, it's almost like an open book test if you ask the right questions. So, you know, the analogy in this regard that I like to use is playing piano. So if I told you I can teach you how to play piano, I've got the best way to teach you how to play piano, we're going to sit down, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and the next thing you know, 10, 15 minutes later, you say to me, I already know how to play piano. Well, I'm going to feel a little embarrassed, and that's not going to be a very productive, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, because I just dumped on you all of what I can do for you when you haven't even told me what you want. So maybe another example of the playing piano analogy would be, there may be reasons why you don't think you can play piano. You don't own a piano. You think pianos are really expensive. You don't have time for a piano. You don't think you're musically gifted. So there's a variety of things that if I listen to you as much as I talked, if I introduced you to the concept and got your opinion, if I asked for your feedback on what you thought about playing piano, I could probably learn a lot more, much more quickly, and tailor my presentation to you so to be more effective. So if you said, oh, I'd love to play piano, you know, if I asked you, would you like to, you know, for me to teach you to play piano, you might say, I'd love to play piano, but I don't have piano. And I'd say, oh, that's not a problem. You know, you can learn on a $49 keyboard. Really? A $49? Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are $49 keyboards that sound great and can get you all the way from beginner to intermediate, and that's not a problem. So I've taken away that objection because you told me what you were concerned about. Okay, what's your next objection? You know, I don't have enough time for it. Well, you know, I could teach you a lot in 1 hour a week. Really? Just 1 hour a week? You know, is there an hour a week that works well for you? So by asking questions rather than wowing you with all of my skills and my ability and my experience and my history and how great of a piano player I am and how many people I've helped to play piano and all that stuff is relevant. But it's not relevant until I really understand from a context standpoint, you know, where you are in the process. I mean, you know, you know, if you go from the really broad question of what are you up to now to, you know, starting to get into business-related information of, you know, are you interested in earning some additional income or how's your current business treating you? And, you know, so there are ways to, depending on how well you know the person, you know, get a sense of how well they're doing and you know, would they be open to a business opportunity? And then, you know, asking them if they'd be interested in trying a great product, you know, for free. You know, would you be interested in health and wellness? Are you interested in nutrition? What do you do for your family's health? How much do you spend on health products? You know, just questions that, you know, help you understand where they are and what they're interested in. And of course, if you're buying leads, you're talking to somebody who came in off of a website on the internet, well, you know they're interested in the business, and, you know, you don't have to go through some of those other things. So understanding the context, understanding the person, understanding, you know, what might interest them and asking the questions to get to that point is important. Now, as you get into the middle part of the presentation, after they've tried the product, maybe they've looked at the website and they're more in the presentation stage, then validation is very important. And you don't want to be an encyclopedia. Even if you're super knowledgeable about nutrition, you don't want to come across as an encyclopedia, not because that wouldn't impress them, but it might impress them so much that there's no way they think they could be that they could do what you just did. So what you want to do is you want to refer them to information if at all possible, and it could be information on the PHP order site, or it could be other articles about antioxidants or, you know, so starting to gather up information from other resources that help to validate your premise. You know, I like to promote the Power of 10 products. I like to promote the Apothecary and the Morgan's product, you know, the fruits and vegetables, those simple concepts. So, you know, any information that you have about fruits and vegetables and how good they are and phytonutrients, whole foods, and, you know, not having processed ingredients. That sort of information is helpful. Anyone can forward on an article. Anyone can pass on a link. And so as somebody's starting to evaluate the PHP products, as you're dripping information on them, it's better if that information is already put together either by the company or from an outside resource, so it's not just talking at them. And so, you know, I think that follow-up process, that presentation process, goes on for a very long time. It goes on either until they say no or sometimes after they say no. So somebody may say, no, you know what, I'm really not that interested in joining Purium right now, or I saw the difference, I enjoyed that Scoop of Greens product, neat, that was interesting, it tasted pretty good, but, you know, I can't see myself promoting, you know, a product like this right now. And if they say I can't see myself promoting a product like this, is it okay if I, you know, continue to email you some information? Is it okay if I continue to communicate with you? Is it okay if, you know, and then every 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, as you get interesting information or different things, somebody might say, wow, you know, this person's really good at follow through. They're really supportive. They're really interested in my health and my well-being. Or, you know, you pass along something that's relevant to their business or, you know, a contact or what have you, then you stay relevant, you stay valuable to them. So whereas on the front end, you're asking questions, in the middle part, you're providing information and validating. And on the back end, on the enroll part, this is where you need to create excitement. You need to create some energy. You need to tell some stories and make it personal. And, you know, I think using the word hype may go too far, but you really want to let them know, because they may be interested in the product or the business, that it's a new year. We've got some new things going on. We're looking at opening up new markets. And so utilizing the word first and only and new and low cost and anyone can do it and great value and all those sorts of things that validate, tying back to their original interest in the business and making them feel like they can be successful. So, you know, there are two questions that you need to answer for every prospect. The first is, will it work? Will the product work? Will the business work? Will the company be bigger a year from now than it is today? And the other question is, will it work for me? So the will it work question you have answered with your third-party information, your PHP information, buying the product. All of that helps them to understand, yeah, this is a legitimate company with a legitimate product. It's been around a long time with an owner who knows what he's talking about. Now the will it work for me question is more, how do I make money? How do I start? How does this all work? That's where, you know, you add your special sauce to it and let them know that, you know, you really want them as part of your team. You believe in them, and you only get paid if they get paid. And that oftentimes will make people feel much more comfortable about their decision. And, you know, we have some great things built into our program, and we're going to have some even better things going forward built into our program. And that enthusiasm is contagious as you, you know, create momentum for your business. And this is the trickiest part, which is, you know, creating momentum creates more momentum, but how do you create the first turn of momentum? And the way you create the first turn of momentum is through activity. It's through talking to a lot of people, talking to so many people, handing out so many samples that even if you fail a lot, even if you don't enroll a lot of people, you still enroll a few, and it's through those successes that you create the momentum. And so you want to be on the edge of busy. You want to be on the edge of crazy. You want to be on the edge of, oh, my gosh, I couldn't follow up with that person today. Oh, my gosh, I was going to send out, you know, that article to those five people, and I forgot to do it. You want to be on the edge of, I got so much going on right now that I don't know if I'm doing it exactly right. And that's a positive thing because your prospects will feel that. They'll feel that energy, And as long as you're not totally disorganized, they're going to know that there's good things and lots of things happening in your business. And that's what you want. And so, you know, for some of you, that may be 1 hour a week. For some, it may be 1 hour a day. And for some of you, even more. Whatever it is, it really should be focused on talking to a lot of folks. And you know, there are certain words, certain terms, certain concepts that if they come across consistently throughout the process that, you know, people are going to feel comfortable with. And you know, some of my favorite terms are the term leverage, the term lifestyle, the term turnkey, the term mainstream. You know, all of those things are things that are positive words that people have strong associations with. And so, you know, get your own words that you really like to talk about and how you like to talk about the business and what people respond to. And the way you're going to find that out is by talking to a lot of people. So the more that you present, the better the presenter you're going to be, because the more you're going to learn what to say, the more you're going to learn what not to say. And so there are definitely key terms in the world of nutrition, key terms about what differentiates Purium products. But I don't want to get deep into presenting the program. I wanted to really talk a bit more about promotion. You know, it's just important to be consistent throughout, to have a consistent positive energy level. You're walking people through the process. And then at the end, you want to make sure you know how to enroll somebody. And that sounds like a goofy comment, but I remember my very first sales job when I was selling newspaper space. You know, my boss did what a lot of bosses do. She drove around with me for the first day, showed me a couple of clients. We walked in, showed the rate card to a few people, showed the newspaper to a few people, and that was it. I was on my own. And, of course, that first day we didn't make any sales. So I can't remember if it was the second or the third or the fifth or the tenth day, but somewhere in there I made my first sale. And I remember sitting across from the guy. It was actually an auto parts store, and they bought advertising from me. And we had to figure out the order form. And, you know, it was almost embarrassing that, you know, here I was making the first sale. It looked like I'd never been there before because I hadn't. And so, you know, if you've enrolled somebody before, that's great. If you haven't, get with somebody who has. And, you know, if you have only enrolled one or two or three people, you know, there's no need to say it. You know, if it's not necessary to say, it's necessary not to say, meaning you don't want to look at that person doesn't want to feel like you're a guinea pig. So, you know, look and feel confident, look and feel successful, always present yourself truthfully, but always present yourself professionally, that you're confident that they're going to be successful, and that needs to come across start to finish, especially at the finish, because what you immediately want to do after you enroll somebody is you want to teach them what to do. You want them to make their prospect list, and you want them to invite and present and enroll, what you're doing as far as handing out samples. And if you look disorganized and you're not sure what website to send them to, you're not sure where they're supposed to enroll or who they're supposed to call or when customer service is open or how much it costs or all those kinds of things, then when you say, oh, okay, now here's what we need to do. We need to make a prospect list. They're going to say, you know what, I want to do this business, but I'm not so sure I should follow you. And so this is a business of duplication. You want people following you, following your system, doing what you want them to do. So from the moment you start talking to them, you're training them. And definitely at the time that you enroll them, show them how simple and how easy it is. And really it's mostly just about talking to people, helping to uncover what they want, and handing out samples. And so we'll provide the rest of the tools here over the next couple of months. Very excited about the things that are going on. And this is all going to become faster and more fun and easier. But keep doing what you're doing and people excited about what is to come. Even if you're not sure exactly what's going to happen, just know it's going to be bigger and better and simpler and more fun and more different. And, you know, people are attracted to that kind of and optimism and enthusiasm. So make it happen for yourself, and catch us next Tuesday night. We're not doing business opportunity presentations this month. We'll start them up here shortly, but not in the month of January. So next Tuesday night, same time, same number. Join us, and looking forward to sharing some new information about your business and helping you to grow your pyramid business. So thanks so much for joining us. Have a great, great week, and we will catch you next Tuesday night. Bye, everybody. Good night.